I would like to talk something about the Parsha that we read yesterday in Parshas Matos, and to connect it to the 3 weeks that were in the union of between Shavuos or Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. It says in the Pasuk in Parshas Matos that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and the people went out to the army to make wage war with Midian. They brought back the girls from Midian and said, she was angry that they brought back the girls where there was an Avera before. And the Gemara in Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Gemara in Shabbos Samach Dalet says, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Shemo chazartem lekilkul chemarishon. Maybe you came back to your old kilkul, that means there was Averas of Benois Midian. The Rashi says a little bit in the Marasho that he was afraid maybe they were going back to the Averas of Benois Midian, and he brought them back. So it says in Rashi further, it says, Vayona lozar akrein alanshe atzova abayim lamelchoma. He told them the parasha of Giulei Kalim, that you have to kasher the kli and take out the blia from inside. Moshe Rabbeinu forgot to tell it to them, because boliklal kas vayikzev Moshe on the people. So boliklal tos, he didn't tell them about Giulei Midian. So what's the Midian connected Midian? And after the parasha of Giulei Midian, he forgot. So we said, because the Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed that they, deep down inside, they still, even though they were tzaddikim when they went to the army, maybe they had a Yerhulei Avera, maybe they had a Shaychus to the Avera. So he was choshed them that inside they still had Averas. And we see that they were big tzaddikim, that they even brought a korban, they brought the tachshitim to be mechaper on Yerhulei Avera. So because Moshe Rabbeinu was choshed them on what was inside of their machshavas, what was their kavonas, so he forgot to tell them to be kasher the kli from what's inside the kli, the blia that we don't see. There's a marsha in Chayres, Nafches. The Gemara by the Sobe de Beatuna, the wise men from Athens, the Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah, had arguments with them. And the arguments are mosber by the marsha and the Gro, that it's to see, they were arguing like who's more of a Maile, Klal Yisrael or the Goyim. And the Sobe de Beatuna, the Goyim, were trying to show that Klal Yisrael fell from their Madrega. One of the riddles, one of the questions that they had was, they brought 2 eggs, and they showed Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah, and they told him, can you tell us which egg comes from the white hen, and which one comes from the black hen? So he brought 2 pieces of cheese, and he said, can you tell me which cheese came from the white goat, and which one came from the black goat? So Marsha is masbir, because the Gemara says in Daf Ches Amud Aleph in Bechiras, that Tarnagol, a hen, it lays the egg after 21 days. It takes 21 days for the egg to come out. And the same thing, there's 21 days between Shavuos or Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And those are days of Koronos and Yisurim. So the Goyim were trying to show the Golus and the Tzoros and the Sakonis that happened. And they were trying to show that there's no Toelis, the Klal Yisrael, they fell from the Madrega and the Goyim are Sholet, and the white hen and the black hen, like the Goyim and the Eden, they're Nichlal in these 21 days of Nefila, of Oynesh, of Poronus. I'm saying it the Kisser, what the Marsha says. So then he showed them the cheeses that come from the goat, and there's 21 days Kenegan, the 21 days from Ben HaMetzorin, there's 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah, which is the end of the Kapora of the Avodah. And those 21 days are days of Aliyah, days of Tshuva, without the Yisurim that have in Ben HaMetzorin. It's days of Tshuva that a person should lift himself up and become better and more Kodesh. And that's what he answered them, that you're showing me 21 days of Nefilah, of Oynesh, and we have 21 days of Tshuva. And Damis, you should know that these days, both kinds of days are for Toelis and for Kapora. And the reason he showed them that it came from the goats, because in these 21 days, there's Shnei Seirim, Echod LaShem, Echod LaZozer, and Yom Kippur. And he's saying that both Seirim, the white one and the black one, both are coming to Kapora. The Seir LaShem is to Kapora, and the Seir LaZozer also comes to be mechaper. They're both mechaper equal. So the same thing I was thinking, the geula medium, there's, it says, achis azor besakes besanchoshes besabazel besabdil besayfors, kol dover asher yovei ba'ish tavir ba'ish b'ter, that's geul, al yidei eish, al yidei hot water. It's like tirch, it's doyma to pour onus and yisurim to get it out, to squeeze out the liya that's inside the kli ayidei of pe'ula. And that's like connected to 21 days between Shabbos and Bertamas and Tisha B'Av, that's yisurim and oynish to be mechaper. And then the Hemshech of the Pesuk is, ach b'mei nido yischato, that after all the bliyas that you took out, you still have to be toivel the kli in a mikveh, to be malid from Tumas Agoyim to Kedushas Yisroel. You always need tevilas kelim to bring it into Kedushas Yisroel. And that's connected to the day of being, uplifting yourself, and between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, that it's all yidei tshuva, all yidei machshoves toves, and maisim tevim. So we have the two inyanim of Agolas Kelim and of Tefillah B'Mikveh, connected the two kinds of days. So it says twice in this parsha, Ach. In that din of Agolas Kelim, it says Ach, and B'kol Dabar Asher Yavo Ba'ish Tavir Ba'ish. So Ach is 21. That's connected those 21 days. Then it says Ach B'mei Nidah Yischat is also 21. To show us that there's also connected there 21 days of Kedusha and Teshuvah. It should all be closer to the Gula Shlema B'Mehera.